Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, October 27. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, one dead following vehicular accident on Wednesday. DDA CEO says preparations in high gear for 19th WCMF. Marijuana being traded for weapons in Caribbean drug trade. And Belgians break EU-Canada deal deadlock. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash. The details after this.
Courts is giving you more reason to celebrate. Our biggest BOGO ever has been extended. Shop now till Friday, 28th October. Buy one, get one, 50% off store-wide. And you still pay nothing till January 2017. Don't miss out. Buy one, get one, 50% off across the store. Second item must be of equal or lesser value. Offer valid till Friday, 28th October on credit purchases 24 months and over. Court store-wide BOGO. Extended just for you. Courts bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to return. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash.
Police have currently launched investigations into a motor vehicular collision which claims the life of one 17-year-old female and left three injured on Wednesday evening. The deceased has been identified by the police as Lana Honore of Thibault. According to police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist, the vehicle driven by Josiah Joseph of Bourne, along with three occupants, was traveling in an easterly direction on the Oliver Liebla Highway when it collided with the concrete base of a solar lamp pole at around 7:15 p.m. All the occupants of the vehicle were taken to the Princess Margaret Hospital, where they were examined. Darius and Sonilia Bell of Cottage were admitted, while Joseph was discharged. Honore was pronounced dead by a medical doctor. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more details on the matter.
Investigations have commenced into the circumstances surrounding the cause of a motor vehicular collision which resulted in the death of a 17-year-old female of Thibault. The collision involved Toyota RAV4 registration number TK657, which was being driven by Josiah Joseph, male adult of Bourne. The motor vehicle, which was traveling in an easterly direction, collided with the concrete base of a solar lamp pole on the Edward Oliver Liebla Highway at Hillsborough. The incident occurred about 7:15 p.m. on Wednesday, the 26th of October 2016. The other occupants of the motor vehicle were Darius and Sonilia Bell, both of Cottage, and Lana Honore of Thibault. The four occupants were transported to the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital by the fire and ambulance service, where they were medically examined. Darius and Sonilia Bell were admitted, while Josiah Joseph was discharged. Lana Honore was officially pronounced dead by a medical doctor. A coroner's inquest will be convened. Investigations are ongoing. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force wishes the injured parties a speedy recovery and offer condolences to the family and friends of the late 17-year-old Lana Honore of Thibault.
CEO of the Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper, says preparations are in high gear for staging of the 19th World Creole Music Festival. The curtains will open on the 19th WCMF Friday, and Piper says he is optimistic about a successful event. The DDA CEO says a number of artists are scheduled to arrive on island today.
If people walk through the park, they'll see something. They'll see that the stage is up. They'll see that the matting is down. They'll see the LED screens. They'll see the side screens. And if they walked by last night, they would have heard Groovers sound check-in. They would have heard WCK sound check-in and Triple K sound check-in. And what they may not know is Timaya is already in the air in New York. destined to come in today. Popcan and Cruz already in Trinidad, on their way from Jamaica, destined to come in today. So we're rocking and rolling, as we would say.
If we have five gears, we just about moving to fourth.
Just moving to fourth.
Yeah.
Are you optimistic, Mr. Piper?
Oh yeah. Matt, I mean, you know, Liat is full. Yesterday I was dealing with the fact that 560 couldn't land yesterday from Barbados, so we had 65 go to Antigua. But we worked with Liat. Some of them coming on 771 this morning. As a matter of fact, she already have landed. And some of the others coming at on 565. Liat is full. Winnier is full at this point in time. Obviously, Thursday, Friday. I just had to rebook an artist to Saturday. We took the last seat on Liat coming in on Saturday. So we are expecting a bumper crop via air. We have 300 and something, a full load coming in today from Guadeloupe. And then we have four filled ferries coming in tomorrow, Friday. Two from St. Lucia, Martinique, two from Guadeloupe.
Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Robert Chong says awareness is one of the critical pillars in the marketing of Dominica. Chong says the world's Creole music festival is geared at creating awareness of Dominica. As such, he urged persons to promote the festival through social media.
In order for someone to know about Dominica, they have to be aware of Dominica, right? And awareness is one of the critical factors in our pillars in terms of the marketing aspect of Dominica, of tourism. So you have awareness, marketing, access, and experience. And this event does all of these things. So we have to make people aware of this event. By them being aware of this event, they become aware of Dominica. I am asking all persons who have, practically, I think everybody in Dominica has a cell phone. And practically everyone who comes to that event is going to have a cell phone. And I'm asking them to post as many pictures as possible and put the hashtag, the number sign Dominica, so that way everybody knows it's all about Dominica. Once persons begin to know about Dominica, then they get interest in saying, hey, you know something, I need to come back to this show. Or they may see other sites of our beautiful waterfalls, our sulfur springs, and our trails. So again, it's a form of marketing. And as I said before, the studies that were done shows that for every dollar that the government spends, over $7 to $9 is spent in Dominica. So this event is not necessarily for the government to make money. Although as a business, coming from a business mind, I will do my best to close the gap as much as possible. But what this says is that the average person, everyone in Dominica, will benefit in one way or not. Some persons say, no, that's nothing to do with me, but that's not true. So the taxi driver is going to make money. The tour guide is going to make money. The hotel is going to make money. The restaurant is going to make money. Lime is going to make money. Whitchurch, all of the business places. Farmers, just imagine how much food. And I mean, this is Creole time. Imagine how much local food is consumed. So it has a major, major impact on the economy of Dominica. So every single one of us will benefit in one way or the other.
$170,000 was handed over to the Portsmouth Town Council by the government of Dominica. Portsmouth MP Ian Douglas presented the check to the mayor of Portsmouth, Titus Francis, during Market Day with a Difference over the weekend. The monies will go towards purchasing a garbage truck, acquiring tools for the workers, and for the continuation of the washroom facility program in the Portsmouth constituency.
And so, just before I leave the podium, I would like to fulfill a promise that we have made for many years now, and that promise was reiterated by the Prime Minister when the council was inaugurated. And I'm very happy, it's a pleasure for me to be here today to hand over a check to the mayor for the purchase of the rubbish truck that we've been asking for so long. So today, on behalf of the government of Dominica, I would like to hand over a check of $170,000 to the mayor, $100,000 to be used for the purchase of the rubbish truck, about 20 or so thousand to be used to get some implements and tools and other things that we need for the workers who continue to help us to keep the town clean, the workers of the town council, and an additional $50,000 to continue our washroom program. Because it is my commitment that by next year at this time, every single pit latrine must be eradicated from the town of Portsmouth. Everybody must be outfitted with their washroom facility. So I hand over a check of $170,000 to your worship, the mayor.
New measures could soon be implemented to ensure police officers are held accountable for any damages caused to equipment belonging to the state. That's according to Chief of Police Daniel Carbon. Carbon's views came on the heels of Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot revealing a proposal had been put before him to install tracking devices on all police vehicles. Carbon says officers in supervisory positions should not cover up cases where damages have been done to equipment.
I will say this for you all to understand that the role and the responsibility that we have to take care of government resources, motor vehicles, the men that we supervise, the police stations that we live in, the laptops and the computers and the cell phone that they give us. Too often, we as supervisors, our first inclination is to execute a code of silence or to cover up. And in doing so, we fail to realize that we hurt ourselves, we hurt the organization, and we hurt the people that we are paid to serve. And so having said so, I hope you all get the message. Our reports on incidents involving police vehicle come in too tardy, too late. By the time the report reaches my desk, it has no flavor, no essence. And what troubles me is we cannot stay not 1 second at a police station or a unit when there is no vehicle. We cannot stay a second without a vehicle, but it will take me weeks to get a report on my desk when something has happened to the vehicle.
Carbon says he will ensure a robust policy is put in place to deal with cases where police officers are mishandling vehicles and other equipment belonging to the government. He says one such example is of a report he had been waiting on for over 3 months on damage to a motorcycle.
I'm expecting a report from Monbruce, where a constable jumped on a motorcycle. He is not licensed, he's not authorized. Jump on a cycle and mash it off. Monbruce has an assistant superintendent. Monbruce has an inspector. Monbruce has probably 2 sergeants, 8 corporals. And I'm yet, that has happened over 3 months ago, and I'm yet to get a report. And so the reward for that ought not to be promotion. It must not be promotion. So having said so, I will say nothing else. Just to assure the people of this country and the government that I will try my best to ensure that the vehicles are kept in proper condition and used properly. I can assure you that there is a policy in place. The policy needs to be developed, and it will be developed robustly. I will put a robust policy in place. And I'm just asking that the powers that be, when people fall short, that they support me to deal with them accordingly. That is how we will learn, when we deal with you appropriately, when you do not live up to the expectations.
And a number of changes are being made within the tourism industry to ensure greater success in the cruise season. The 2016 and 2017 cruise ship season officially opened in Dominica on Wednesday. The MV Celebrity Summit of Celebrity Cruises made the first cruise call for the season at the Rosso Cruise Ship Berth. The day's activities included cultural entertainment at the Rosso Cruise Ship Berth and at the Trafalgar Falls site from 8:30 a.m. The media spoke with Dasper CEO Benoit Badwell.
Before the season opened, obviously in terms of the port, the infrastructure, we looked at the infrastructure and ensured that, you know, things were intact to receive the ships. Until the general surroundings of the port, we've cleaned it up and ensured we put in all the necessary painting that we could. Then you had the Ministry of Tourism doing during the 6-7 months some training meetings and trying to see how we can solve some of the problems that was spoken about during the past season. And as you may have heard from the minister, there are a lot of issues that we're trying to correct. That of transportation, for example, in terms of ensuring that a tour guide goes on every vehicle that carries more than 4 passengers, because based on the last ratings we had, the best ratings came when people went on tours with tour guides. We got a score of 8.5 or something like 0.85 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10. And then that, to me, mattered very, good for us because out of 35, we were ranking number 8 or something like that. So that is impactful. And what we're trying to do is to better the scores. And so we've done several things to be able to do that within the tourism industry. So as you can see today, we brought out even some of the young kids to sort of give the welcome with the Dominica flag and so on. Another different touch to it to show that there is appreciation throughout the tourism industry by all the peoples of Dominica.
Padwell says a 15% increase in tourist arrivals is expected for the season. He says greater emphasis has been placed on the services being delivered to visitors in an effort to boost the country's tourism scores.
Well, we hope to have a 15% increase in terms of the volume of passengers for this season. So this season is going to be a much higher volume in terms of the size of vessels that we're going to get. For example, we're going to get 10 calls from Britannia, which carries roughly about 4,000 passengers. So there's going to be quite a bit of passengers coming through on that particular P&O line. We're also going to have Norwegian for the first time for some time. We did not have it on the schedule. So there's going to be an increased volume of passengers that we're going to get. But our emphasis this year is in terms of the quality of service that we deliver to the cruise ships. Because, as you know, we are scored based on, and there is a competitive table in terms of the other territories. And what we're seeking to do is to improve our scores and to allow the visitors to have a better review in terms of when they're filling out those cards and doing the surveys, that we get a better rating. And so we are emphasizing to all the persons who come in contact with the tourists to in fact give the best service that they can. And we believe that based on that, we think that if they get a good experience, they will talk very positive about Norway.
Meanwhile, Product Promotions Manager at the Discover Dominica Authority, Kathleen Cuffey-John-Jules, says the DDA has ensured all stakeholders have made the necessary preparations to welcome visitors.
So our first day in port, as you know, the first cruise ship season, and what we've done over the years and we continue to do is to ensure that all stakeholders are prepared, that they've played the part that they're supposed to be playing in terms of their responsibility, ensuring that the ports are clean, ensuring that the police have positioned themselves in areas that we know that are prone to crimes, you know, against visitors, and to just ensure that there is some type of welcome. What we did differently this year, we've gotten the preschoolers involved. We understood that some conferences, that some islands do that. It's not that we're basically copying, but we think that it's quite effective. There's something about children that really do impact visitors and the experience. They look, especially when they're dressed up in their little uniform. So we think that made a difference, and we wanted to get it going. So we partnered with three preschools. They're here with the Dominica flag, directly interacting with the visitors. And many persons have stopped to take pictures of them and to interact with them. They're actually saying welcome, and that is different. We also have a series of cultural entertainment throughout the day just to show the visitors, give them a little sample of what Dominica has to offer in terms of culture, and just basically make sure that the ambience is welcoming and that persons have a good experience. We have ensured that we have trained tour guides to have placed on each tour bus that goes out. In the past, it was always emphasized for the organized tours, and really the private tours were overlooked, and we realized that we're getting bad ratings in terms of the private tours, so we're ensuring that each of the tour buses for private tours also have a tour guide on board to make the experience as pleasing as possible.
In other news, the criminals involved in the Caribbean drug trade are increasingly using marijuana to buy weapons, according to Juan Gonzalez, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Western Hemisphere Affairs in the U.S. State Department, during a recent press briefing to give updates on the six Caribbean Basin Security Initiatives dialogue. Gonzalez said, "We're also seeing an increase in incidences of trading marijuana for weapons And so one of the areas where we are also cooperating with the Caribbean is to making sure that we're actually expanding the proliferation of the automated fingerprint identification systems, which allows law enforcement to share information on fingerprints for criminals, but also ballistics information, so that if somebody commits a crime in another island, the databases on other islands can actually catch that individual, and also trying to share information on illegal firearms that are coming from the United States. Gonzalez went on to note that a lot of the firearms in the Caribbean are actually being cross-traded and not necessarily coming from the U.S. And Belgian political leaders have reached a consensus in support of the CETA trade deal between the EU and Canada, Prime Minister Charles Michel has said. He said an agreement was found after the latest round of negotiations with Belgium's French-speaking communities who had been holding up the deal. A signing ceremony on Thursday was cancelled after the region of Wallonia vetoed the agreement. A Belgian deal would still have to be approved by the other 27 EU members. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. One dead following vehicular accident on Wednesday. DDA CEO says the preparations are in high gear for the 19th World Creole Music Festival. Marijuana being traded for weapons in a Caribbean drug trade. And Belgians break EU-Canada deal deadlock. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.